Hey you. Good morning, sweetie. Hey. Good morning, sweetie. Don't you groan at me. Don't you know what time it is? I wish it was time to go to bed. But no. It's time to go to work. Yes, you have to work. I kept telling you last night. Because I stayed up all night. Yep, I was awake. All this time. Well, it's not like you let me have any sleep. I kept telling you, baby, you got work in the morning. Do you know how late it is? We can't keep doing this. But no, you wanted some more and some more and some more of me. It was the first time I've done something like that. Like what? You're gonna make me say it? Did you really drink that much? You're so adorable. Yes, if you don't get up, I'm just gonna sit on you just like this. It's a comfortable seat anyway. You're so warm. You know, I even got up and brought you some coffee. Yes, I made you coffee. See? It's right here on the counter. And the only thing is, you have to get up so you can drink it. It's the really good stuff, too. The same kind you got me. Because I knew you were going to need it. You were going to be all groggy and grumpy. Not want to go to work. Hey, give me some room. Or else I'm going to smother you. There we go. Can you breathe all right now? Good. But no, seriously, you have to go to work. Don't give me technicalities. I know you don't have to go to work, but if you don't, there'll be consequences. If you don't work, you might lose your job. You won't be able to afford to eat. You won't be able to feed me, most importantly. You know we can't let that happen. I know. That's the worst case scenario. But what are you gonna do? Are you going to call in sick again? Yes, again. You already did it twice this week. You going to tell your boss you just keep having a relapse? You should really stop eating that sushi. Because your girlfriend's got to work and she can't be here to take care of you all the time. Because you don't know how to eat right. Okay, sweetie. You know it's almost 11, right? You've been passed out since we stopped doing it, and that was like 4 in the morning. You slept like a rock, but you thrive in your sleep, you know? Yeah, you move in your sleep. You toss and turn a lot. You always try to wrap your arms around me, which isn't bad, but you give bear hugs. And you always readjust the hug. You couldn't settle for one comfortable position. So cozy, you just don't know what to grab, where to grab, or just what to do with yourself. I think that was the real reason I couldn't sleep. Yeah, I can only stay in one position for so long, though. Right. Not when we're having sex, but that's an entirely different situation. Oh, I see you're waking up now. You're thinking about what we've done. You know, I'm only so flexible. You can let me know if you're gonna push my legs back that far. It's not like I'm a gymnast or anything. Are you gonna keep stalling? You gotta get up soon. Not even soon, you gotta get up like now. I brought you coffee. If you don't at least get up for your coffee, it's gonna get cold. And I'll have to top it off with even more. It's filled to the rim, you know. Come on. It's time to get up. If you don't get up, I'm gonna sit on your face, and not in a fun way. Yes, there is a not fun way to sit on your face. Are you gonna make me do it? You got 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. What was that? Yeah, I was gonna sit on it while you were on your stomach, dumbass. Gonna bury your face in a pillow, make you suffocate. You're gonna make me get a murder charge. What? No, I'm not gonna do it now that you flipped over. If I do it now, then you'll never get out of bed. I'm trying to get you to go to work. Be responsible, you know? Okay, maybe I did get cozy up here. You know how much I love straddling you. You know what? I won't make you wait anymore. You're not gonna make me wait anymore. I made myself some coffee too. It's in the kitchen. I was gonna let it cool down for a moment before I had to nag you to get awake. I know it's really hot outside and you gotta work in the heat, but just think, once you get home, you can just rip all your clothes off and you can be naked all over again. And then we can play some more if you're up for it when you get back. Yeah, sure. You're up for it now. You're like half asleep underneath me. Even when I told you I was gonna sit on your face, you're like, yeah, whatever. Come on now. Know. The week just started, so you gotta do this a few more times. Okay, several more times. But you gotta get up. Come on, it'll be fun. I got stuff I gotta do here too, anyway, before I go to work. So, let's not dilly-dally anymore, okay? Can you get up for me? Your coffee is right to your left. It's right there. I know you can smell it. Know you can smell me too. I just got out of the shower. I'm not wearing any perfume or anything. But I think the coffee smells more appealing right now than me. So you need to get your ass up. Before you make me tired again. Good boy. See? Right in front of you. Open your eyes. You're not a bat. You can handle the light. That wasn't so bad, was it? Keep scratching your back, then you're never gonna leave. I know all your weaknesses. It's okay. Just drink your coffee now and think of everything else later. One thing at a time, baby. I'll see you in the kitchen. I'm good. I haven't started cooking yet because I knew how long it was going to take to get you.